WK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Congress returns to Washington today with less than a week to go until the deadline to avoid a potentially catastrophic breach of the nation's debt ceiling. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports from Capitol Hill.
A final vote on this debt ceiling bill could happen here at the Capitol in the U.S. House as early as Wednesday afternoon. But first, the pivotal House Rules Committee will weigh in and consider making some changes.
The Senate could vote by week's end. With the okay from the federal government, states across the nation have thrown hundreds of thousands of low-income people off Medicaid in recent weeks. Daniel Sies with the Center for Medicaid.
All 92 million people, and that actually includes 51% of kids in the country who are enrolled with us on Medicaid, will have to undergo a renewal process in the coming 12 months.
Police in South Florida continue to look for suspects in a Memorial Day mass shooting. CBS's Jim Crisula reports.
Nine people were hurt when gunfire erupted along a beachside promenade in Hollywood, Florida, sending people frantically running for cover along the crowded beach on Memorial Day. David Van Dyke.
I heard several gunshots, seeing a crowd of people running through here, and then we heard like three more shots down the street there.
Four children between the ages of 1 and 17 were wounded.
At least one person is in custody. The federal jury trial begins today in the nation's deadliest anti-Semitic attack. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says the trial of Robert Bowers comes 4.5 years after the shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue.
This case really isn't about guilt because the crime is undisputed, although his lawyers are prepared to mount an insanity defense. The case will come down to the penalty phase. Federal prosecutors are seeking capital punishment. That's what the jury will be asked to decide.
11 worshipers at the synagogue were killed in that attack. No confirmed deaths after a building partially collapsed in Davenport, Iowa, Sunday night. CBS's Dania Backus has that story.
The fire department had ordered the owner of the more than 110-year-old structure to make repairs, and work was underway. There were reports of falling bricks, and residents had complained of many issues inside.
Officials say at least one person has been hospitalized. There were 84 units in that building. The head of the UN Refugee Agency says an earlier estimate of around 1 million people fleeing Sudan may be an underestimate.
In a relatively short period of time, we have reached already in excess of 350,000. Doesn't seem to stop.
The conflict in Sudan continues to escalate and could lead to increases in human trafficking. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Baseball's commissioner says Wisconsin needs to meet its obligation to keep up American Family Field. Rob Manfred was in Milwaukee yesterday to make his case. Milwaukee County board member Steve Taylor says he has mixed feelings.
Well, I don't want to see the Milwaukee Brewers go somewhere else. I mean, that's what's happening in Oakland. So 2030 is coming. I just don't think it's right that the taxpayers foot the bill.
Governor Evers wants the legislature to use part of the state's $7 billion surplus to meet the public's ballpark maintenance obligations. A new report says all but three University of Wisconsin campuses will lose money next year. System President Jay Rothman is pushing lawmakers for more money for the UW system in the state budget. In sports, the Giants blanked the Brewers last night 5-0. Milwaukee starts Freddy Peralta tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC and Pat Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCandPat.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight, except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Daywalk.org.
At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen, I want to bounce this off of you, Calvin. There's this move, man, to go to a 4-day work week. And because the people who are pushing for the 4-day work week are saying, you know, Americans work too much. And, you know, many places in different parts of the world, especially in European areas, they get, you know, a lot more breaks and vacations than we do in America. And so the push is to go to a 32-hour work week. And I got to tell you, man, I'm a guy who worked 60 hours as a young man. You know, we worked in the auto industry and things were booming. And so we would work 7 days a week, sometimes 12 hours a day. And certainly we were well compensated for it because back in those days, there were laws that made sure you got time and a half and double time for the overtime hours that you worked. So we were well compensated for all of those extra hours that we worked. And so we were working 6-7 days a week for years, decades actually. And so when I hear people say, you know, we need to go to 32 hours as opposed to 40 hours of work, here's the caveat. There's a conversation in this country that, okay, let's go to the 4-day work week. But you go to the 4-day work week, you don't get any increased pay. So instead of getting paid for 5 days a week, you'll get paid for 4 days a week. Your thoughts, man? You want to go to the 4-day work week?
Not if you only get paid for 4 days.
Hey, man. Well, that's... Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Calvin just said it. For all of the people who are pushing for the 4-day work week, Calvin, you only get paid for the 4 days. You don't, that fifth day, you won't get paid for.
Yeah, which defeats the whole purpose of the 4-day work week. All the studies of ICE, I have seen dealing with the 4-day work week say that workers are more focused, they're fresher, they're more productive on a 4-day work week, but they have to be being compensated as the same as they were for a 5-day work week. Otherwise, they're obviously not going to be incentivized to work.
So the problem, one of the other, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What say you? So here's the other side of that coin, Calvin. Okay, so you're getting one extra day off with less money in your pocket to enjoy the day off because you're only getting paid for 4 days. So to have the extra day and no money, you know, to enjoy it, come on, man. Because that's the flip side of it, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're getting less pay, you might not even have a house to spend those 2 days in.
So the thing is, so I'm paid. So you're saying I want to spend more time with my family. I want this. I want that. Can you have it both ways? And so is any business going to say, hey, we work at the radio station, Calvin. And we say, hey, we want another day off. And the owner is certainly not going to say, okay, we're going to pay you for 5 days, but you only work 4. What are the chances of that happening, man?
0.
I know. So then why do people continue to push for the 4-day work week? 844-967-2789. I can't say I blame people for pushing for a 4-day work week if they can get it. You know, and if that 4-day work week goes to 10 hours as opposed to 8, you can get the 4-day work weekend, but you'll work 10 hours a day as opposed to 8 hours a day. How does that sit with you?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I think it depends on the person. Some people might prefer that. I think having an extra 3 days, if you're getting having a 3-day weekend, if you're getting the same amount of hours, does have a lot of perks. But I mean, working 5 every day is a long day.
You know, man. The other part of all of this is, it's a pipe dream. It's not going to happen in this country, even though there are people who keep pushing for it. And maybe I'm just an old guy who doesn't see, you know, life through a different prism as a young person. But I can't see, you know, we already live in a society where there are companies that won't allow people to get 40 hours of work in intentionally because they'd be forced to give them benefits. So we live in a society that won't even do the right thing from that perspective. They'll make sure they keep you at 37.6 hours or whatever it is, 37 point whatever it is, because there's apparently some law that says if you work 40 hours, you have to get benefits. But if we can't even get that and added into the equation, there's no possible way, I think, that we're going to ever come to a point where there's a 4-day work week. Now, And I think, Calvin, it may matter. I mean, here you are, you're sitting in a cushy chair in a controlled environment, and so that's what you're doing. Well, what about a guy or a young lady who's working, you know, in a sawmill? You know, it's a little bit different there. And depending on the type of work that one does, I think it certainly matters, because I was one of those people who worked in industry, who was a laborer. And when we worked, we worked. We clearly physically had to put some labor in. And so, you know, if you were able, whenever you got some time off, you were appreciative of it. But, you know, this four-day work week has been an ongoing issue and a conversation that I think may never come to fruition. Although I would not be opposed to anybody who is looking to spend time with their families, because after all, that's kind of what this whole thing is about, and the purpose eventually for why you're working and why you're doing those things. So anyway, that's the name of that tune. I wanted to go to where is it at? Okay. I seem to have here it is. So the debt ceiling is upon us. We're going to find out where the rubber meets the road now, because Joe Biden and Kevin McCarthy have apparently come to some kind of agreement that they're going to be able to put something on the table that's palatable to both Kevin McCarthy and Joe Biden. And now they both have to convince both their sides, on what kind of a decision they both came up with. And I will tell you, it's not going to be easy. This debt ceiling and whether or not they're going to be able to come to a consensus is not exactly a deal that is going to be consummated. And that's where the danger, inherent danger lies. Because Kevin McCarthy has to convince many on his side who wanted major cuts, massive cuts across programs that in many instances would really be damaging to Republicans. You know, you're talking about Social Security, Medicare, and those kinds of things, and many of the other programs that Republicans, these benefits that people receive, that they're living on the margin, and the benefits that are out there, the safety net benefits. Don't fool yourself. Those safety net benefits aren't just earmarked for Democrats. So as the Republicans keep pushing to cut these benefits, you best believe that they're cutting their own people's throats. Because if the nation is split down the middle, 50% Democrats and 50% Republicans, that means the same thing is so when it comes to the safety net. And so it's easy to point the finger and say Democrats are the ones taking advantage of the safety net, but it wouldn't be accurate. Listen, we got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Be right back.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your updated forecast. On the Shaw, partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 87. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows around 61. Tonight, a mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 89. Upper 80s Thursday and Friday with thunderstorms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained.
This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I was just thinking, imagine if you're a conservative, right? If you're a conservative. And you did not want, you know, Joe Biden. They don't want Joe Biden. You know, Joe Biden is this and Joe Biden is that. And so, you know, he's too old and Joe Biden has messed up everything. And Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden, right? So imagine that. But then imagine the alternative, Calvin. Imagine this. The alternative is Donald Trump. Hey, Donald Trump or... what's the guy in Florida, man? I forgot his name.
Ron DeSantis.
Oh, Ron DeSantis. Now just think about it, man. This is your choice.
Hey, CJ will say tell you that Nikki Haley is one of the choices.
No, but Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump. Now, we're laughing, but that is their... that's going to be their choice. Hey, man, this is a nightmare. But these are the two people in the end that they're going to have to choose to possibly be president of the United States. We already know Donald Trump. But who in their right mind wants the United States to be like Florida? Come on, man. Look at what they're doing in Florida. Who wants that? Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Hey, Jack. How you doing, my friend? Jack, imagine. The choice is Donald Trump. Oh, I keep forgetting the other guy's name. What's his name?
That would be Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, Ron DeSantis. Hey, Jack, if you had to choose between the two of them, Come on, man.
I mean, between somebody that essentially fomented an attempted coup against our government and another guy who not only is acting like a fascist by banning books, banning classes, re-educating what can be taught in classes, vilifying groups that are no threat to anybody. I could go on and on, but there's something else about this guy. You may not remember, you probably do. During the height of the pandemic, DeSantis ordered schools to be kept open and said that businesses could be kept open,
yes,
but didn't require vaccination.
Yes.
And my Florida friends gave him the nickname Ron Death Sentence instead of DeSantis. He seemed to think it was pretty appropriate. But this is an issue with the Republican Party, and it I won't say it started, but it became absolutely worse under Obama when McConnell said, "My whole purpose in governing
to make sure that he doesn't get reelected."
Sure Obama, exactly. Fortunately, it didn't work, but this is my impression for at least the last 20 years of the Republican Party. We're going to do everything we can. If we're not in total absolute power, like they were for 2 years under Trump, if we're not in absolute power, we're going to do everything we can to wreck the government and then get on Fox and get on Newsmax and get on every possible media platform there is and blame the Democrats for it, even though we're the ones that are trying to wreck the government. I got called in about this a little bit a while ago. Basically, the Republicans are saying, "Oh, the economy is terrible. It's huge inflation," and so on and so forth. But the economy is really, it's booming.
Yeah, it is.
People are, adding jobs at record rates. There's more households.
Well, but they'll say Donald Trump did that.
Yeah, well, it's too late to give Donald Trump credit for it at this point, I think. But the bottom line to that is, how can you wreck the economy? What's the best, most solid, most certain way to wreck the economy? Oh yeah, don't pay our bills. That would wreck your personal economy if you did that. I guarantee.
Hey, Jack,
freedom,
Jack, hang on a second, Bill. I see you. We'll come back to you. After the break, 844, it's a short break. Hang on, 967-2789. We'll be right back.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The deal on raising the debt ceiling is not a done deal. CBS's Nicole Killian.
This deal is going to need bipartisan backing to get through. House Republican leaders insist they have strong support, but not all of their members say they're going to vote for it. And some Democrats aren't on board either.
9 people hurt in a shooting at a boardwalk in Hollywood, Florida on Memorial Day. 4 children among the injured, including a 1-year-old.
The baby got hit in the leg and
and was rendered aid pretty quickly.
One person of interest is in custody. It's day one of a federal trial today in Pittsburgh for the man charged in the 2018 attack at a synagogue that left 11 people dead. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The case is in federal court because he is being charged with hate crimes that resulted in death and obstruction of the free exercise of religion clause of the First Amendment, which also resulted in death.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Nettner. Here's what you need to know. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says existing home sales in April down 32.5% compared to last year, so it's still a seller's market. The Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay areas all saw home sales drop 31 to 36% in April of this year. It's even worse for homes considered more affordable for first-time buyers. The association says there are 1.7 months of inventory in the $125,000 to $200,000 range and 2 months of inventory in the $200,000 to $350,000 range. This winter, the Great Lakes saw the fourth lowest ice cover since scientists began keeping track a half century ago. Data from NOAA shows the average ice cover was only 6.2% this year. The average over the last 50 years, 24.5%. I'm Jane Mattner. This is Civic Media News.
Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then, and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com. We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. At any time on the...
You text us at that same number. So I was, before we went to break, I was talking with Jack from Merrimack and others about, you know, when you have a choice as a conservative, and we do know that this is going to be the final two standing, regardless of what anybody says, it's going to be DeSantis and Donald Trump. And that's your choice. just try to wrap your mind around that. We know who and what Donald Trump is. There's never been another person like him in the history of mankind. No question whatsoever. And especially to have risen to the presidency of the United States. He's back with that same act that he had 3 years ago, doubling down on it, you know, making it clear to everybody that he knows it all. And nobody knows anything more than he does. That he's the brightest man and the brightest star in the universe. This is what this man actually believes. Never mind that the wise person realizes how little they know. Not that they know everything. Here's a man who says he knows everything. And we've looked at his record and we know who and what he is. And then Ron DeSantis, who clearly has some psychological issues that he feels that he's got to make decisions and impact the lives of people, never mind whether it makes sense or not. But he wants to make it clear that to everybody that he's in charge. Hey, Jack, thanks for holding on. You say what quickly, my friend.
Well, Trump is very much like Erdogan in Turkey. And this is typical authoritarian fascist policy. I and I alone have all the answers. I and I alone can solve it. That's the premise that he's running on. And that's the premise that Erdogan won on, in fact. So these guys are dangerous.
Yeah, they are.
Dangerous to democracy. Dangerous to democracy. Another one of your commentators says every day almost that fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. I would say no, not in this case. Fascism.
Have another term is a good idea, but then again, maybe Joe can handle it.
You mean Ron DeSanctimonious?
Come on, listen to that guy for 5 minutes. A grown man fights with a mouse. How many governors fight with a mouse? And then they're pulling all this business out of him, and he sits here with a dumb look on his face. Wrong word. And like, geez, why would a business pull out? Well, guess what, Ron? They're all, the insurance companies are leaving in droves, too, because I've had friends in Florida that can't even get their insurance claims paid because of Ron DeSanctimonious.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Okay, let's go back to CJ. CJ, go ahead, man.
Well, to listen to a bunch of Democrats try to explain about Republicans.
No, what do you mean? Try to explain. It's out there for the world to see. CJ, it's out there for the world to see. It's called television.
There are 1,000 people a day moving to Florida because of low taxes, and they found out what they gave power back to the parents. They found out during COVID what they were and weren't teaching them. So they gave the bill that was passed was parental rights in education. That was the bill.
Hey, CJ.
You want to call it something else?
Hey, CJ.
That's some great parents.
I'm asking you, CJ. I'm asking you, Ron DeSanctimonious or Donald Trump?
I'm saying Tim Scott.
Oh, man, come on, man.
It was Nikki Haley the other day, Earl.
Yeah, I know it was Nikki Haley the other day. Let's see. Nikki Haley, I think, is polling about 4 points. Yeah, Nikki Haley is posting about 4 points. Tim Scott is posting about 2. So the chances of either one of them getting a chance, come on, man, it's either going to be Ron DeSanctimonious or Donald Trump. Which one?
Well, I'm voting for either. I'm voting for the whoever wins the primary. I don't care who it is, because they beat a senile man who's hiding in his basement that's bought and paid for by China.
And so, CJ, I've been, for a man who's been hiding in his basement, Joe Biden has been traveling all over the world. I've been watching him. I've been watching all the interviews that he's been doing. Have you bothered to watch any news related things? You said the man's hiding in his basement. Who is the person then that we're seeing traveling all over the world? Who is that?
Well, he sure was.
Come on, man.
For
hey. You just said the man's hiding in his basement. I just told you he's as visible as any person you ever want to see. He's traveling all over the world. You see him. How's he hiding in his basement?
He hasn't answered a question since the first of the year.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't do press conferences. He's
okay. Well, I know, but you just said he's hiding in his basement, CJ. We've already proven that was a lie. So now you change it and switch to something else.
Well, the mere fact is he's the worst president ever.
Oh, now he's the worst president ever, according to CJ.
Ever.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the call, CJ. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay, man. Ken, which one, man? Ron DeSanctimonious or Donald Trump?
Hey, did you listen to your guy yesterday at the Memorial Day speech? He couldn't even read off the punch cards, that idiot.
No, who are you talking about?
He stumbled off about 16 times. Your buddy Biden.
Oh, okay.
Did you listen to his speech yesterday?
No, I didn't. I missed that.
You got the balls to make fun of Santos that everybody's going to Florida. How many times have you been to Florida, Earl?
What does it have to do with the...
You're knocking, you criticize Florida, but seems to me all you guys that criticize them, you sure travel down there a lot for vacation, don't you?
Well, I don't travel down to Florida for vacation. And I'll also say this, man, because CJ said it, and you probably, all these different people that are moving down to Florida, the truth is many people are leaving Florida because of the natural disasters. Are any of you aware that there are many natural disasters that befall Florida every year? Huh?
Yes, Earl. Do you understand what's going on in California? That's a Democratic-made natural disaster. Everybody's flocking out of California, going to Florida or Texas or Tennessee. That's the fact.
Can you guys
got the balls to sit there and make fun of a guy that's running a state that has no tax, income tax?
Hey, Ken. Ron the Sanctimonious or Donald Trump? Which one of those two losers?
Both. President and vice president.
You can't have both. Well, who's going to be the president?
Why not?
Have to make sure you don't call again. He used a dreaded F word, man. So listen, I get it, man. You know, it hurts you and others. You guys on the right, and I don't even know why it should be. It almost appears to me, Calvin, that it should be the other way. The people on the left should be called right, because they're right about the things they're talking about. These people on the right side of things, they aren't right because they're right. Come on, man. Hey, Bill, you're back, man. Did you hear that guy?
Hey, you got to keep those guys on. They're the best thing that happened to the Republican Party since Donald Trump. And the guy swore at you. The reason they get upset, talk over you, scream and holler, they can't handle facts. They can't handle facts. And they're entertaining. Invite more of these, I won't call them a bad name, invite more of these gentlemen on. And let's hear them show us their intelligence. And please talk over Earl every time you call. Please swear, show your intelligence. Please shout and get mad. Because you're telling us by your very delivery of your lack of intellect why we don't need Dumb and Dumber.
So, Bill, they don't want me saying that it's either Trump or Ron the Sanctimonious. And for them, it's going to come down to that. Either one of them. And then they hear CJ say, who is Tim Scott. I mean, come on. You know, and Calvin is right. Last week or week before last, CJ said Nikki Haley. I mean, come on, man. Are they not?
Keep them on, Earl.
So, hey, Bill. Thank you very much for the call, Bill. Are they not lucid? I mean, are these guys? I mean, their minds not working right. Listen, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
Let Mike Crivello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6-inch prints on 2 for Tuesday. Buy one print, get the second free, up to 100 prints. In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace. Or Google My Business or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website, Go to civicmedia.us.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. Civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 87. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 61. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, daytime highs approaching 89. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin from Waukesha. Broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Express yourself. Express yourself. You don't never need help from nobody else. Whatever you do, do it good, whatever you do, do, Lord, Lord.
All right, do it welcome good. Back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, oh, yeah. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So Calvin, here's man, a once-in-a-lifetime deal that may interest you. You know, the U.S. is giving away and selling others at auction. Have you ever wanted a lighthouse?
I wonder if I could put that in my backyard. Hey,
so 10 lighthouses are up for sale or to be given away by the federal government of the United States. You ever been in a lighthouse, man?
I have not.
You know, there's one in the city of Milwaukee. I think I've been in a lighthouse, and you know that they're kind of they're unusual, man. You know, here's one in Rhode Island. It's 51 feet high, and it was built in 1842. You know, I was talking with state representative Evan Gorky earlier about the home that they bought, he and his wife, and that they're was built in 1894 and that they're renovating. Can you imagine how much work would have to go into the renovation of these lighthouses that were built in some instances? Here's one, 1911, you know, 1895. On and on and on. Maybe you want to put a bid in on one.
Maybe it would be a pretty slick pad.
So here's where they are. The four lighthouses being sold at auction include Cleveland Harbor, West Pierhead Light, a 50-foot, 15.5-meter steel tower dating back to 1900 that is only accessible by boat. But has spectacular views of the city skyline. The others are Penfield Reef Lighthouse in Fairfield, Connecticut, Stratford Shoal Light in the middle of Long Island Sound between New York and Connecticut, and Canal Waterway Lower Entrance Light in Chazal, Michigan. Some of the lighthouses purchased in the past have been converted into private residences by people who want a unique living situation. I assume that there are people who have purchased those things and made them into residences. But, you know, you clearly would have to be a person of means. Here's one that's been around since 1768, and I'm pretty sure that one needs a little maintenance. 1768, man. That's an amazing thing. I mean, 1842. Anyway, so let me say this. So Calvin, I was on the grill. I you know, prepared chicken for 253 people. And I was on the grill for the whole time. And I got to tell you, man, it's more than a notion to prepare chicken for 253 people. And I don't know how many hot dogs. But it was a worthy undertaking, as there was a community event where the entire community, many people in the community showed up. And a safe environment for children and elderly people to interact. It was and is what I think is missing, and that's brotherhood and camaraderie in a community like mine. So I'm honored to be able to volunteer my time and spend the entire day out doing that, and seeing kids smile and seeing the elderly interact with one another, man. That's what community is all about. And wherever community is, that's where I am. I got to tell you, there's two more events like that this year. One coming up on the 24th, where I'll be on the grill again. But the worst part about it is this past Saturday, it wasn't a lot of humidity, man. So it was kind of cool, man, to be on a grill with that heat and no humidity.
Yeah, at the end of the month, you might be out there in the scorching.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen, man. I already know what it is. But I don't think everybody who made the show go, man, really big thanks to my two guests, State Representative Evan Gorky. Got to have him back. He's, man, tremendous talent. And my longtime friend, Roger Quindell, who has supported me in a lot of different ways over the years. It's always good to have him on. But thank all of you who took the time out to listen. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expect.